Getting an independent film financed is not easy. It's not easy to get it into the movie theaters. But over the past few decades, John Sloss has made it a little bit easier for indie filmmakers. He's an entertainment lawyer, a talent manager, a film sales agent, and a producer of films, including Boys Don't Cry, The Fog of War, and Boyhood, which is up for a Best Picture Oscar tomorrow.
You guys ready to have some fun?
Yeah!
And Carismandalit Del Barco offers this profile of John Sloss.
By now, you may know it took 12 years to make Richard Linklater's coming-of-age film Boyhood. Each year, the cast and crew assembled to film a few scenes, and it was up to producer John Sloss to make sure the production kept getting financed.
Every year, we put in an invoice, and they funded it. I mean, it was a film that got financed over 12 years without any hope of beginning to get a return for 12 years. It took a lot of persuasion. And faith.
We're talking in the living room of the Park City home Sloss stays in every year during the Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, yeah. This is where Little Miss Sunshine went down, yeah. Where we're sitting.
Sloss is referring to the quirky 2006 comedy Little Miss Sunshine, about the family of a little girl who enters a beauty contest.
Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah.
What?
Now she has a place in the state contest in Redondo Beach.
Sloss says the bidding war for that movie was equally intense.
Different distributors waiting to come make their case to the filmmakers, and it was pretty hairy.
In the end, Fox Searchlight Pictures bought the rights to the film in one of the biggest deals of the festival's history. That also sealed the deal for Sloss's reputation as a fervent negotiator for indie films gone big, such as Precious, Super Size Me, and The Kids Are All Right.
He's a bulldog. You know, he's fights for the films he believes in.
During a party at Sundance, filmmaker Matthew Heineman says Sloss has been a mentor for many years and got his film Cartel Land sold.
If he's behind your film, he'll do anything he can to make it work.
Another filmmaker, Mara Stevens, says his track record is so good she jumped at the chance to sign up her film Zipper with John Sloss's agency, Cinetic.
I was actually in labor with our daughter, Etta, when we signed the deal with Cinetic. That's how important it is to me. That sounds totally insane, but John Sloss has been amazing. Him believing in the project is also, I've really felt like him believing in me.
John Sloss. He has such passion.
John Cooper is the director of the Sundance Film Festival.
He can be a little rough around the edges sometimes. I love to fight with him because it feels safe. And the arguments are always about for the good of the film.
Arguments over when a film will premiere and in which theater, for example. Sloss says he's well aware of his reputation.
I'm considered aggressive or something.
The 58-year-old Sloss lives in New York City, but grew up in Detroit, the son of a salesman who specialized in mobile home plumbing supplies. He was a film buff, but became a corporate lawyer in New York.
Yeah, that was pretty soul-depleting work.
Sloss became a partner at his firm, but switched to entertainment law and started hanging out with filmmakers to build a client base. Playing pickup basketball with filmmaker John Sayles led to repping his 1987 film Matewan. Sloss opened several companies to finance, sell, and distribute films by Kevin Smith, Todd Haynes, and others. In 2004, Sloss got a distribution deal for the off-the-wall comedy Napoleon Dynamite.
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not going to use hers, you sicko. Ugh, idiot.
When that film played for the first time at Sundance, it was magic. It's like someone had put nitrous oxide in the vents. Not only was it hysterically funny, but it was so genuinely, organically odd that people just didn't know what to make of it.
5 years ago, Sloss was contacted by the elusive street artist Banksy to rep the film Exit Through the Gift Shop.
I got a phone call from this disembodied voice that said, "We've done our research and we've determined that you're the right person and we want to show you our film."
The film's the story of what happened when this guy tried to make a documentary about me, but he was actually a lot more interesting than I am. So now the film is kind of about him.
The film completely did my head in. I had no idea which end was up when I saw that movie, and I just completely loved it.
So did audiences, and the film was nominated for an Oscar. John Sloss does seem to have a gift for predicting winners.
I mean, I have a passion for film, and I trust my taste. So I think, yes, I wouldn't dispute that.
Tomorrow night at the Oscars, we find out if Academy voters share his affection for Boyhood. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.